Think about your own nature as an environment organism. Try thinking of the external world, your environment, as your extended body. That is, you are not separate from the external world. In this concept, it is impossible to describe yourself without including your surroundings. In fact, it is not even possible to see or hear yourself as a separate entity apart from your environment. For example, describe yourself walking, just you walking. There cannot be walking without also describing what it is you are walking upon. Without the floor or the ground, there would only be your legs moving back and forth, and of course, that's not walking. Your experience of walking also includes the air you are breathing, the gravity that keeps you from floating off into space, the pebbles or carpet or sand or cement that you walk upon. And I invite you to shift your awareness away from yourself as an organism in the environment to yourself as an extension of your environment and always inseparable from it. This means that you have to think of yourself as an individual and as an environment simultaneously. Have you ever seen a person with a front but without a back? Have you ever seen a person with an outside but without an inside? Well, these rhetorical questions are meant to stimulate you to consider how you can be differentiated and undifferentiated at the same time, and why this is important in learning to manifest your life as you choose. The nature of the physical world is essentially that of waves. Each wave of energy that makes up a physical mass has a crest or a peak and a nadir or a valley. These tops and bottoms of the waves are always easy to identify as separate, yet they are always together. You can never ever get a bucket full of peaks and observe them independent of their corresponding valleys. This is the fundamental feature of nature. Your front always has a back. Your inside always has an outside. And now you must extend it.